Hello everyone. Today's story is called How the Tortoise Cracked His Shell by Data Jaja. Let's look at the blurb. This story is meant to capture a child's imagination. Today, parents anticipate common questions like, "Mommy, was I in your tummy?" Or, "If I plant a shrimp, will I grow?" But how many expect questions like, "Is the tortoise's shell cracked?" Or, "Why is the tortoise's shell cracked?" This is what a child will want to know as he or she begins to learn about nature. Silly questions that they may be for those who do not think like them, but the writer certainly is able to think like them. How can one not be moved by the innocence, imagination, and insatiable thirst for knowledge exhibited by children? Stories about Mr. Tortoise and Mr. Hare are common in African folktale. Even though there are so many versions of the age-old friends in stories, this is a wonderful version and a warm-hearted story about two farmers who set out to sell all the vegetables they harvested in their farm in the farmer's market. Unlike Mr. Hare, Mr. Tortoise has other ideas. Success at the market was not his only objective. He wanted to be a hero. However, he sustained an injury that changed his physical appearance but improved his image and earned him a good name. This is a tale full of friendship and it wouldn't fail to delight readers of all ages. Come with me as we learn how the tortoise cracked his shell. Chapter 1. Day at the Farm. A very long time ago in the animal kingdom, there lived Mr. Tortoise and Mr. Hare. They were both carrot and spinach farmers who shared a small farm. But most of all, they were best of friends. One evening, as Mr. Tortoise sat on his bed after dinner, he thought about the hard day's work at the farm and many other things. But one thing he thought about stuck out the most, and he was quite concerned about it. Mr. Tortoise felt he had to talk it through with Mr. Hare. He woke up the following morning after a terrible night's sleep and prepared for work. After a short time, Mr. Tortoise stood at the front door clutching a large empty cotton sack in one hand. He called out goodbye to Mrs. Tortoise. Before she could reply, off he went. Mr. Tortoise left his home very early and hungry that morning. First, he went to see Mr. Hare. Mr. Tortoise always met Mr. Hare in front of his house each morning before they set off together to the farm. That morning was different from every other morning. Mr. Hare was not standing in front of his house. Mr. Tortoise arrived earlier than usual and Mr. Hare was still indoors. Mr. Tortoise walked through the gate to Mr. Hare's door. He stood there for a moment to fold his sack neatly before knocking on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. After a short while, Mr. Hare opened his door and met Mr. Tortoise at the doorstep. "Good morning," said Mr. Hare. "You are rather early today, Mr. Tortoise. I hope you slept well," he inquired. "Good morning," said Mr. Tortoise. Mr. Hare nodded his head in salute and proceeded to pick up his neatly folded cotton sack resting on a table beside the door. Suddenly, Mr. Tortoise said, "I had a terrible night's sleep, Mr. Hare. I woke up several times during the night and did not have my breakfast with Mrs. Tortoise this morning. I have been so very worried thinking," he said. "I do have a problem that needs to be resolved and I would like to discuss the matter with you." Mr. Hare took one look at Mr. Tortoise with a brittle smile. He asked, "What is it, my dear friend?" "I have never done anything heroic before," said Mr. Tortoise, who shook his head disappointingly as he spoke. With his hand on his chin, Mr. Hare tilted his head to one side as he tried to make sense of what Mr. Tortoise had said. Mr. Hare took another look at Mr. Tortoise and moved closer to him. "Perhaps he is ill," Mr. Hare thought to himself. He placed his hands on Mr. Tortoise's forehead, but he did not have a fever. Then he asked Mr. Tortoise to open his mouth wide for him to check, and he found nothing wrong. Also, he lifted Mr. Tortoise's arms up, but he showed no sign of pain. Mr. Tortoise moved away from Mr. Hare and said, "Please stop examining every part of my body." Mr. Tortoise lifted himself up on the tip of his toes as though he was about to leap in the air while hardly leaving the ground. "I am fine, Mr. Hare." He waved his arms about and wiggled his waist from side to side like Mr. Bird. "See, I am fine," he said. Mr. Tortoise seemed frustrated. First, he turned away with his back facing Mr. Hare and then turned again to face him. This time, Mr. Hare kept quiet and listened. Mr. Tortoise composed himself with his feet firmly on the ground. He said, "Mr. Hare, 2 years ago, your quick thinking saved every animal in the kingdom. When you saw Mr. Hyena and his pack, you told Mr. Dog, who barked so loud, to warn every animal in the kingdom. Then Mr. Lion and his pride drove Mr. Hyena and his pack away. Every animal calls you a hero for that good deed, and the kingdom has been safe ever since." "How about Mr. Rat?" Mr. Tortoise said. "He clears small pathways for smaller animals." "How about Mr. Elephant?" he added. "He clears big pathways for bigger animals." He shook his head with his hands akimbo and muttered, "It is sad that I am only known for being a trickster. How can I change that?"
"I have known you for years, and you have never been bothered about that before. Why now?" Mr. Hare asked. "I hope this is not one of those tricks you have up your sleeves," he continued. "What tricks?" the tortoise inquired with a smile. Mr. Hare was quite happy to see Mr. Tortoise smile again. "Okay, let me think," said Mr. Hare. He pondered for a moment and said, "Remember when you stuffed paper in your mouth and feigned illness because you owed Mrs. Hen money for the fried bean cakes you purchased from her?" "You were very lucky that I came to your rescue," said Mr. Hare as he began to laugh. After a belly full of laughs, Mr. Thomas Tortoise said, "I was a young tortoise then. Remember, I was so sick afterwards. I had such a bad tummy ache, and it took me weeks to recover after eating so much paper." "Now that is one experience I shall never forget," said Mr. Tortoise. Again, Mr. Hare and Mr. Tortoise broke out laughing until they cried with laughter. "Do you remember when my belly was almost used as a grinding stone?" said Mr. Tortoise. "Yes, and I felt so sorry for you that day. That was a close shave." "You do have so many tricks up your sleeves, Mr. Tortoise," said Mr. Hare. Even though Mr. Hare had witnessed many of Mr. Tortoise's troubles in the past, he grew quite fond of him, and over the years, they became very good friends. Mr. Hare ushered Mr. Tortoise to the front porch of his house and asked him to take a seat on a stool. Meanwhile, he went indoors to prepare for work. Suddenly, Mrs. Hare appeared carrying a serving tray with breakfast.
"Good morning, Mr. Tortoise," she said as she placed two plates of hot bean cakes and two cups full of water on the table.
"Good morning, Mrs. Hare," said Mr. Tortoise. "I left home in such a hurry this morning without having my breakfast with Mrs. Tortoise. Thank you very much for the food." Mr. Hare appeared and joined Mr. Tortoise at the table for breakfast. After breakfast, Mr. Hare and Mr. Tortoise picked up their sacks. When they were about to leave, Mr. Hare called out to Mrs. Hare, "We are off to work. Goodbye. By the way, Mr. Monkey will stop by later today to deliver a keg of palm wine," he said. "Please give him a helping hand if you see him before he gets to the gate." Mr. Monkey is a brewer. Every animal knew him, and he was the seller of the best fresh palm wine in the kingdom. Unfortunately, he fell off a palm tree on his farm a year ago. Poor Mr. Monkey never recovered well, and he still had a limp. When Mrs. Hare stuck her head out the front door, she noticed that they were now by the gate. Quickly, she called out, "Goodbye, Mr. Tortoise." Mr. Tortoise replied, waving his hands, "Thanks for the breakfast."
"You're welcome," said Mrs. Hare.
Mrs. Hare looked at Mr. Hare and said, "I will do that. Have a good day." Mr. Hare replied, "Have a good day too, Mrs. Hare." And off they went. As they made their way to the farm, Mr. Hare said, "You know the farmer's market at the town square opens tomorrow.
We should arrive on time to sell our carrots and spinach, he continued. Our harvest is also good this year. I'm sure that it will sell all our vegetables and make lots of money at the market tomorrow. The day after tomorrow, we shall go to town to buy more carrot and spinach seeds before heading to the farm, he said. Even though Mr. Tortoise replied with a nod, his mind was elsewhere. He was thinking about doing a heroic deed. When Mr. Tortoise and Mr. Hare arrived at the farm, they worked very hard picking the carrots and spinach. It was a bountiful harvest. First, the vegetables were placed in separate bags. Then the bags were placed in separate sacks, heads of carrots in one sack and spinach leaves in the other. The work went on for hours until it was completed. They returned to the shed for a drink of water. They sat down and had a short nap in the farm. When they woke up, they chatted until sunset. They loaded the sacks onto two wheelbarrows, a sack of carrots on the first wheelbarrow and a sack of spinach in the second wheelbarrow. Shortly afterwards, off they went to Mr. Hare's house. When they arrived, they stored the sacks in the big barn Mr. Hare had built himself. Even though the two sacks and the two wheelbarrows took up much space, there was even more storage space in the barn. It's a tortoise. We will continue tomorrow.